Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. NBA, college basketball, and the NHL, they've got you covered. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30 for 30% off.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a single pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. So sign up at BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP.
About that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action Quick Picks edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Today is Thursday, February 18th. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watton, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well since the last time we spoke a couple days ago.
That's excited, right.
Extra show, extra cash.
That's right. The Quick Picks edition is back. This time for EPL Match Day 25. Last week, we went 3 wins and 4 losses, a disappointing start, but we're ready to bounce back. We had Liverpool to get the win. They ended up losing to Leicester 3-1, and then they bounced back and win a big Champions League match yesterday. Aston Villa, who you were big on, ends up getting the draw 0-0, the classic soccer draw. Everton, who was your lock of the week, Mark, you know, not coming through for you, losing 2-0 to Fulham, of all teams, a bottom three team. Manchester United, one of my picks, ties 1-1 to West Brom. Man, you just so inconsistent this season. Won't be making that mistake again. But on the brighter side, Manchester City beats Tottenham easily with a 3-0 win. Chelsea cruises to a 2-0 win over Newcastle. And West Ham, one of the other picks you were high on, saying there was a lot of value last week, easily beats Sheffield United 3-0. Your overall thoughts on how we did last week and how things played out?
Honestly, I think we had some first show excitement looking at these lines. We were so high on some of these picks. So if someone didn't get the first episode, like this is the first time they're listening, they're just like, wow, these guys lost more than they won. Like, that's terrible. If you go back and listen to the reasoning, we were super psyched. I actually had my roommate who he doesn't follow soccer at all. I was like, dude, you got to get in on this parlay. Like, I was selling it to him like it was a cryptocurrency out of China. Didn't go so well. So maybe we got to scale it back. But I mean, these, to be fair, were a lot of surprises. I mean, Liverpool choked, allowing 3 goals in the last 15 minutes. The goalkeeper, Alisson, had an absolute nightmare there.
Yep.
Aston Villa against Brighton, I actually watched that whole game because Aston Villa were only a goal away from winning the whole time.
Right.
Turned out to be a snooze fest. They were absolutely dreadful. I didn't watch the Everton match live, just saw the highlights. That's a huge shock to me, as I think to most people, and Man United tying West Brom. I mean,
wow.
Not many people in the world called that. So, I mean, yes, we did lose the money on paper, but that's kind of those, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Type of games right there. I mean, a choke like that only comes around maybe 2 or 3 times a season.
Yep, that definitely hope so. Let's go ahead and dive into this week's matchups. This is the Quick Pick Show. We're going to go ahead and take some of our top picks for Match Day 25 starting tomorrow and all the way through the weekend. Some great matchups. I'll go ahead and start things off. I'm going to keep riding this Chelsea wave, Mark. Chelsea has just been on an absolute tear the past few months. They're priced at minus 135 against Southampton. Southampton, not a terrible team, but honestly, just the Chelsea money has been working out for me. I've been just picking them over and over to win these EPL matchups, and it hasn't really come back to bite me yet. So I'm sure as I announce it on the show, it will finally come back to bite me. But that's my first pick for the week: Chelsea money line minus 135 against Southampton.
Yeah, I definitely like that pick. Southampton is so hot and cold. They started out super well, and they play good soccer, and they've got a really good like defensive structure as well. So I really have liked them this year. They're obviously not on the talent level as Chelsea, and they've dropped off significantly. They've had a really bad run of form.
They are, yeah. They are over.
They've lost their last five games.
Right.
Whereas Chelsea, on the other hand, under their new manager, have gotten that kind of kick in the rear end that teams tend to have.
That's right.
And they're looking great right now. They finally found a way to put the ball in the back of the net, which was something they were struggling with as Frank Lampard's tenure came to a close. So, yeah, right. -135 price. This, to me, is a game I stayed away from just because it's like, I could honestly see it going either way, which is why Chelsea's not as much of a favorite as the standings would suggest they would be.
Right.
But I can definitely get behind this as a value pick.
For sure. I see some value, especially considering, like you mentioned, four wins in their last five matchups. They're also tied in fourth place with West Ham at the moment at 42 points. That's, for those of you who don't know, the top four teams qualify for a place in the Champions League, which is, you know, the goal for a lot of these big clubs. And being tied with West Ham, I mean, that's a big spot. You don't want to be losing or dropping points to a team like Southampton with such a bad run of form. So Chelsea money line, my first pick. What is your first pick, Mark?
First pick, I'm going to hop right into the derby match, the match that everyone is talking about this week. Liverpool versus Everton, the Merseyside derby, one of the fiercest rivalries in all of sports, let alone in the game of soccer, or so our European listeners don't get mad, football. But yeah, the background on these two teams is there's two stadiums are actually like, they're literally like 200 yards away from each other. They're just separated by a park.
It's crazy.
They both play in the city of Liverpool. Liverpool, obviously the more storied team, the better team, who I'm taking at -210. Obviously the game of soccer is a game of peaks and valleys, and Liverpool just went through a significant valley. They had a pretty bad run of form where they just didn't seem to have the chemistry in their front three. That's Roberto Firmino, Sadio Mane, Mo Salah. They just couldn't get amongst the goals like they usually do. Something was just a little bit off. It's very rare that you have your three attacking star players go through bad form at the exact same time, but that's what happened to them, and that's why they've dropped so significantly. On top of the injuries that they had to their back line, they have their three main center backs, so their two starters and their key backup, are all injured, which has meant that their two starting center midfielders have had to fill in those roles. So it's kind of had a domino effect on the team.
Yep.
But it looks like the attack is finally finding its form again, and the team has come together a little bit better lately. They won their last two matches as well. So I really like this, especially because Everton is a bit out of form right now. Obviously, they just lost to Fulham. Thanks a lot, boys. And they just lost to Manchester City as well, which, I mean, you can't really fault them for that.
No.
But I think Liverpool and Man City, when they're both at their best, aren't that far off talent-wise. And I think that the derby of this game, the magnitude of this game, is going to bring out the best in Liverpool across the board. And it's just going to be too much for Everton this time around.
Okay. I respect the pick. I'm going to take a shot here, Mark. I'm going to take an absolute shot. Liverpool, I mean, we talked about them last week in this spot, and you know, you mentioned, oh, they're coming out of a bad run of form. I still can't necessarily trust them in this spot, I don't think. Like you mentioned, they're having some of their center mids drop back into the center back. Like, Jordan Henderson should not be playing center back. I think you and I can agree on that one. He's not.
They don't have anyone else, though.
I know. But just looking at that and looking at where these two teams are, like you said, they're neighbors. They're literally 6 and 7 in the table right now. They're right next to each other. This is a huge match. I'm going to take a shot on the draw. Okay. I'm going to take a shot on the draw. I think it's good value at +350. You know, Liverpool just coming off of a Champions League victory, that a lot of people were surprised by considering all the injuries they have. And they come into this match against Everton, who's going to be hungry to maybe jump up and take their spot in the table. I just think there's definitely more talent on Liverpool. They deserve to be the favorites. I'm not questioning that at all. I just think there's a chance that, you know, with that weak back line, maybe Liverpool gets a lead, but then maybe they concede a goal or two, and this ends in a draw. I could see a 1-1 happening, maybe a 2-2. So I'm going to take a shot here, Mark, on the show. My first shot at a draw at +350. For Liverpool and Everton this upcoming week.
I don't mind that pick at all. The problem for me is, because for our American sports fans that it might be tuning into this, you don't have ties in the NBA. You do in the NFL, but it's basically non-existent.
Right.
MLB, you know. Betting and rooting for a tie is mentally absolutely exhausting. You're rooting for nobody to score. You're constantly rooting for the defense, which is a very interesting way to watch a sport.
Yeah, it is.
Itself. I totally could see this game ending in a tie for the record. So I'm not against this pick in any way. It's just for me, sitting there watching a tie is absolutely brutal. I don't know if you share that sentiment.
No, I definitely agree. It'll be an interesting one. And this is, by the way, the game of the weekend to watch. If you're going to sit down and watch one, I think this is the one. Big rivalry game, as Mark mentioned. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Take a shot at +350. Maybe it'll come back next week, and I'll have some more units to play around with. My next pick, since you started off the discussion on Liverpool Everton, I'm going to go ahead and take Manchester City, the top of the table team. They've got a big lead with 56 points. I'm going to take them money line. They're at -195. They take on Arsenal, which is another big club, but they've had their struggles this season. They're sitting in 10th place. The way I see this, Mark, is anytime I can see Man City as a anything under -200 as a favorite, I'm going to take them. They're 5 wins in their last 5 matches. They seem like the best team in the league without a doubt. I think they're going to go on and win the title. I don't see anyone really dethroning them at the moment. Great run of form, such a deep squad, so much talent. I'm not going to stand in their way. And in fact, I'm going to definitely jump on board when I see them at -195. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree. I actually had this as one of my picks too, so we can kill two birds with one stone. But I actually looked at it and I thought, I mean, there's absolutely nothing you can say about Manchester City to justify them not winning this game. Like, it's just going to come down to, can Arsenal pull off an incredible win?
Right.
I think the answer to that's no. But so I figured, let's make it a little interesting here.
Okay.
Manchester City to win by more than one goal is +135.
Yeah. I'm going to go for that.
I don't think this game is going to be close. You know, I think it's going to at least be a 2-goal difference in these teams. I mean, the biggest problem that Arsenal have, right, is their defense is just absolutely shambolic. They've got a lot of speed out wide. They've got two really good strikers in Aubameyang, one of the best in the league, mm-hmm. and Lacazette, who's also been really good this year. And they've gotten a good amount of midfield support from some of their younger players and a couple guys that they brought in the summer and in January. But the defense has not been shored up at all. If anything, it's gotten a little bit worse. They've tightened it up a little bit into the last few games. They haven't really faced anyone that difficult. They haven't beaten anyone that difficult in the last few games. They've had a really tough run of games lately. But I mean, Manchester City's Manchester City. I think they're going to be way too much, and they're just going to overrun this Arsenal defense. I could easily see them putting in. I'm not saying Arsenal's not going to score a goal, and I think they could hang with them for a little bit, but I think Man City definitely win this game by probably 2 or 3 goals.
I like it. To throw in some numbers behind this one, I mean, Manchester City, 49 goals for this season and only 15 goals against. In the goals for category, they're only one behind Manchester United, who's sitting in second place with 50 goals scored this season. That's by far the biggest difference between goals.
And Manchester United beat a team 9-0, so that's also,
that's true.
So you have to
that's
factor
true.
That in.
That's a
so
good
Man
point.
Man City are the best goal scoring team in the league.
I agree. Just an all around. There's nothing you can point out with Man City to say there's a weakness. So just keep backing them. If you're gonna take a juicy, you know, favorite, a big money line pick, just to enjoy some soccer and cash, hopefully what will be an easy ticket along the way. Manchester City is the pick, money line. We both agree on that one against Arsenal this upcoming weekend. Your next pick, Mark.
Next pick, I've got a classic Kyle Watnall bounce back pick.
Yes, please.
Manchester United -360 money line over Newcastle United. Manchester City.
This is so something I'd do.
I thought of you when I made this pick. I thought Kyle would love this pick. And obviously, Manchester United, they've been interesting this year. I mean, in the beginning, they started off just kind of floating around, and then they just won the games that they should have won. They beat a lot of the teams like towards the lower middle part of the table, mm-hmm. And that's kept them afloat in second place. So much respect to them. They obviously had a really good season. But the problem with them is that they've dropped some really bad games. Notably, they lost to bottom of the table, Sheffield United, which was a huge shocker a couple weeks ago. And then last week, a game that we lost money because of this was a draw against second bottom West Brom. Those two teams are absolutely dreadful, and Man United losing crucial points to them. Look, at this point in the season, they're not going to catch up to Man City. I think Man City have basically wrapped up the league, even though it's only 10 points. I just don't see them dropping that. Mm-hmm. But Man United definitely have some competition from a few teams behind them. They're tied for second place with Leicester right now.
Yeah.
And this is a match against Newcastle United, who, if this was any other season, they'd be really worried right now. I mean, they're 6 points out of relegation, which isn't comfortable, but Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield, I mean, Fulham might be able to catch them, but I just don't know if you can count on them to pick up enough points there. I think Newcastle, there's just no way that they're going to be able to hang on against a Man United team that has lost points to both West Brom and Sheffield United in the past month. The pressure is on them to just come out and absolutely bury this Newcastle team.
I agree. Looking at it, this could be one of those, you know, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 games. This could be a statement win for sure, just to say we're not going to make that kind of mistake again against a lower class team. I totally understand the pick, respect the pick. I didn't make this pick simply because I, backed Man United so heavily last week on the show, and I was like, I can't do it back-to-back weeks. What if they don't do it again? They've just been losing some games they should never be losing, but I totally
am with
you.
Well, that was my thought process, was that I took them last week because we said, oh, they
lost
to
Sheffield.
This exact
thing. We're saying the same thing.
They're not going to do it again. Then they did it again, so now I'm saying, okay, they're not going to do it a third time. Really, they're not going to do it a third time, so
yep,
we'll see.
That's exactly right.
I could see, I mean, basically what's going to happen in this game, Man United are at home. They're going to have the majority of the ball, as they usually do when they play at home. And Newcastle United at this point in the season, if you could go to their manager right now and say, hey, you don't have to play this game and we just call it a tie, they'll take that, right?
100%.
So I think it's going to be a very defensive game from Newcastle, and it could take a while for Man United to break them down.
Okay.
Which is why I don't want to take any goal totals or anything. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a little bit too much for Newcastle, who are just going to be relying on a 0-0, or maybe they sneak a goal somewhere and get a 1-1 tie.
I like it.
But their expectation is definitely not to win. So I just got to take Man United in this spot and hope that lightning doesn't strike three times.
That's right. My next pick is going to be in the West Ham game against Tottenham Hotspur. In normal times, in a normal season, it feels like you'd be picking Tottenham to win this game. However, West Ham is the favorite at plus 160, and I am going to back them at plus 160 against Tottenham. West Ham sitting tied for fourth with Chelsea right now for that all-important fourth spot in the Premier League table at 42 points. This is a big, big game for them. And Tottenham sitting in ninth place with some pretty bad form recently. I actually watched their full match last weekend against Man City. Just didn't like what I saw. It's just they're so one-dimensional, Mark. It's so classic. Just planned a counterattack with Heung-min Son and Harry Kane. That's literally all they can do, and they're gonna get some goals by doing that every once in a while. But as we're recording the time of this episode, Mark, as we're recording this, Tottenham's playing a Europa League match right now, so they're gonna come into this weekend with some tired legs, playing a West Ham team that is eager to either hold that fifth place spot or even bounce up into the top four. And it's a plus money pick. I mean, it's a close matchup when you have two all plus money outcomes for the favorite, the dog, and the draw are all at plus money. So typically when that happens, I'm going to lean towards the favorite and take a shot at getting some plus money here. I could see a draw happening, but I'm going to back West Ham at plus 160. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that logic. My problem is betting on Spurs this year is so difficult. Like, at times they look like the best team in the league, right, and at times they look like they're bang on average or even below average. Mm-hmm. It's like we said last week with Manchester City. Like, even when they were playing Man City, we were like, yeah, I can't take Man City as a lock, just because you never know when Tottenham's going to come out and execute a flawless game plan.
Totally.
And their strikers are going to be world class. So against a team like West Ham, that's obviously doesn't have the caliber of players as Manchester City, I just see that, but amplified, which is why I'm personally staying away from this game.
Yeah, I get you.
And I think the thing with West Ham is they're a team that they're up in the table right now because they basically always beat the teams that they should beat, right? Like the bottom half teams they've taken care of. But anytime they play the good teams, so like the traditional good teams, like Chelsea, Man United, Man City, Liverpool, they always lose. That edge in individual class just seems to be a little bit too much for them.
Right.
So I'm staying away from this pick. But at the same time, like you said, Tottenham, so one-dimensional. It's like, I don't even have the words. It's like great commentary. I can't find the
great
words.
Great podcasting.
But, like you just really never know what you're gonna get out of them, which is why I have to stay away from it. But I could easily see West Ham taking it to them and Tottenham sticking with their defensive game plan and it just going wrong.
Yeah, very difficult team to understand is this Tottenham team, and very difficult to say whether they are one of those top clubs that West Ham will lose to or not. So I totally understand your logic staying away from this one. Take us home with the last pick. The last game you're looking at before we dive into the Lock Dog Parlay and close out the Quick Pick Show.
Last match I'm looking at is going to be a good one. Leicester City, I'm taking them at +140 against Aston Villa.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the principle I said last week, where when Man City or Liverpool, if they're ever plus money, I'm pretty much always going to take it. If it's the favorite in the plus money. Mm-hmm. Leicester is kind of the same vibe this year. They've been absolutely phenomenal. They're sitting in third place. They're tied for second on goal difference with Manchester United. And I think they're going to stay up there. I mean, all across the board, Leicester's one of those teams that you just have to love. They work super hard. They're not a very flashy team. They just got Jamie Vardy back from injury as well, so he's fully healthy. I think him against the Aston Villa defense will be interesting because Villa's defense are like these big guys that are a little bit on the slower side. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Jamie Vardy is known for having absolutely electric speed up top. So I think that'll be a huge advantage for them. James Maddison is back and in form as well. So we love to see that for them. I just think overall, Leicester's going to overpower Aston Villa, who really rely a lot on Jack Grealish and Ross Barkley in the middle of the field to create things for them. And they obviously have a really good goal scorer in Ollie Watkins. But I just feel like this is the kind of game where Leicester just works so hard. They cover so much ground. And they're so organized defensively and offensively. I think it's going to be a little bit too much for Aston Villa. I feel like this is the kind of game where Aston Villa needs every player at their best in order to win. And in recent form, Aston Villa has been very up and down, and I don't see them clicking on this occasion. So I'm going to take Leicester at the plus money.
I like it. Definitely Leicester City currently sitting in third place. Definitely a cool opportunity, a good opportunity to take them at plus money as a favorite. Good pick. Let's go ahead and do a quick word from our sponsors before we close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay. This show is brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook when it comes to betting? You need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets. BetQL has sharp data for college basketball, NBA, and the NHL. So if you want an inside edge for who the pros are backing, you need to check out BetQL. Plus, they have tons of sportsbook offers for your state. Head to the App Store or Google Play Store to download BetQL, or head to BetQL.com and enter the code SGP30 for 30% off your first subscription. That's promo code SGP30 at BetQL.com.
We're also brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag DGens only care about most, and that's risking our paychecks on sports. The best part is you'll be able to get free video picks from the SGPN crew. Make sure to subscribe to the SGPN page at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV so you don't miss any of our videos. If you're subscribed, you'll get a notification every time a new video is posted. Talk about a pick you want. No, I'm not going to do that. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV to subscribe to our Better Than .Vegas page today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
Last but not least, we're brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. Since you're buying positions from other sports bettors, there is no house. You can play for money in 40 states. It's sports betting without VIG. You literally can't beat it. Sign up today at betteredge.com and use promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP. And just like that, Mark, we're back. Time to close out the show.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Next one. Parlay.
Lock dog parlay.
Come on back with the redemption, Mark. What is your lock for EPL match day 26?
My last lock was a disaster. This lock could be an even bigger disaster.
Yeah, it could.
I'm taking Manchester United at -360. Just a money line to beat Newcastle United. I can't see them choking in such a huge fashion three times, not with second place on the line. And I don't know. If this goes wrong, it's going to look real bad, but I'm still going to do it. So,
okay.
Man United -360 is my lock.
For my lock, I was trying to decide between going Manchester City or Chelsea money lines. I feel good about both of them. I'll go ahead and stick to Chelsea money line -135 as my lock. What is your dog?
My dog, one that we spoke about before, because there weren't a lot of other dogs that I really liked. Oh, actually, I'm going to change my dog on the spot.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take Burnley.
What?
As my dog. Burnley is a +105 favorite. Over +105 favorite. You heard that right. They're playing West Brom,
who
just tied Manchester United. And I'm thinking law of averages. They're not gonna get a result this time.
Law of averages.
Burnley's like the classic English team. They're always in the league, like hanging around towards the bottom middle. Like now, they're in 15th place, and they're usually between like 16 and 10, you know, don't have like any talent, nothing exciting about them, but they just get a lot of ties and sometimes and they beat the teams below them, the teams around them enough to stay in the league.
Okay.
And right now they're going up against West Brom, who's like, they're basically dead and buried at this point. So I think that's going to be an advantage to Burnley in I'll wrap this pick up quickly, is that West Brom, they're like, at this point, we just have to win games. They're going to throw everything forward, and Burnley's a team that they love to defend. Like, that's what they do. They get really big results because they just play really solid defense, and maybe they sneak a goal in here and there. So I think with West Brom a little bit more exposed and just not being a good team, that could play to Burnley's advantage, and I'm going to take them as my dog for this week.
My dog, I'm going to go with my big shot that I talked about earlier, the draw, +350. That is my dog. I'm going to go ahead and take that in the Liverpool versus Everton matchup.
What's crazy about this to me is that you're a Liverpool fan by nature, right?
Yeah, like
you
grew up,
so you're gonna watch the biggest Liverpool game of the year and a root for a tie.
I understand this Liverpool team. I watch pretty much every match they play, so I feel like this could be a spot where they, you know, they come off the Champions League win this week, and then they tie this big game against Everton. So the draw +350.
I feel like on principle, though, it's like if I have a team that I support, and I'm watching them in a big rivalry game, and I don't want to sit down and be like, all right, boys, let's get a tie here. You know, like I want to win. So I guess you got I don't know if that's a win-win
or a
lose-lose.
It'll be confusing. Your parlay.
My parlay, I keep breaking off from these. I wanted to do like safer four-game parlays this year, but I just can't help myself.
You haven't done it once.
I'm slowly becoming more and more entrenched in the degenerate lifestyle that defines the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And
welcome to SGPN.
I'm going with a six gamer that has 2+ monies in it.
Wow. Okay.
Which is essentially like setting money on fire. Taking Burnley at +105 for the reasons I just spoke about. Leicester at +140 over Aston Villa, which we spoke about earlier as well. Then I've got my lock. Got to throw the lock in there. Man United -360. I've got a couple of your picks as well. I got Chelsea at -135 money line and Man City at -195 money line. Didn't want to put the goal difference in there.
Okay.
Against Arsenal. And then I threw Liverpool in as well at -210. And that cashes out at a +2,300. Or +2,343, so 2,343.
Wow.
So a potential big payday, and I always just feel like when I'm parlaying Premier League games, right, I just like to take the classic big teams, like so Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Man City in this case, if they have good matchups, and just throw them in there. Like, they usually win, you know? Just toss them in the soup, you know? And then I got Burnley and Leicester, who I've basically on air convinced myself can win this game. Brought me up, so
that's exactly what happened. All right, a +2,343, that's a big one. My parlay, Mark, I think this is a bulletproof parlay. Chelsea and Manchester City money lines combine those two for plus 163. Those were both the ones that had lock potential for me. I'm just going to combine them for plus 163. It
we
feels like a good one.
We have the opposite strategy. Like, you're taking like the two most guaranteeable games
burn.
And parlaying them in two gamers.
It's the slow
I'm
burn.
Just like, fuck it. Let's just throw it all in.
I like it. Good show. EPL Match Day 25. Quick picks wrapped up. Feel free to follow me at BetOnKyle on Twitter. You can follow at the SGP Network on Twitter as well. Visit the website. Get lots of free picks. Any last words for Mark before we close out the show for the weekend?
No, we're just praying for a better week. Last week was a bona fide disaster that we played off like it was just another week. It was terrible. Going in for round two this time. We'll see you next week.